The orchestra's on the road this week, with the RTE National Symphony Orchestra lighting out for the territories in the company of violinist Tasmin Little. This week's innovative tour features a series of double-header shows, with Little teaming up with youth orchestras in Tullamore, Castlebar, Kilkenny and Navan in the early part of the evening, and returning to the stage later on in the company of the RTE NSO. Ahead of all that, Little was rehearsing in the National Concert Hall in Dublin, where Culturefile's Raymond Blake went to meet her to talk about the project and life on the road. But first, I wonder, did the naked violinist have anything nice to say about Ireland?
I've been coming to Ireland for, gosh, probably for about 15 years, really, and I absolutely love being here. I've actually travelled all around Ireland and played in a great, great many places, large venues and smaller places as well. And I love the audiences here. They're so responsive and so warm. I think it's really important to work with young people and make music with young people. It can be very inspiring as you're growing up and learning a musical instrument to have the opportunity to listen to professional players, to work with professional players. I know that the orchestra have been doing a great deal with the young people as well. So I think that's a fantastic thing. It's wonderful as well for people in the community to have that, you know, within their network. I think it's a very, very important thing to have music and have it absolutely available. One of the things I'm really excited about, that in each of the places where we're playing, before the main event begins in the evening, we're doing a little pre-main event concert, and that will be a short concert with young people. And I'm going to be playing either the theme from Schindler's List or the beautiful first movement of Spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. So we're hoping to bring a little bit of sunshine everywhere.
You would have been a boarder, I think, was it, at the Menowan School? What would have a typical day been for you, say, at the age of, say, 10?
Well, a typical day aged 10 would be much the same as any other age at the school, because I went when I was 8 and I left when I was 18, and the structure of the school day was always the same, which was that we got up at 6:30 in the morning to do classes before breakfast. So 7 o'clock we'd be doing music dictation or quartet playing or perhaps some sectionals of an orchestra or something. Then we'd have breakfast, and then half of the school would do music and half of the school would do academic work, and then we'd have a coffee break, as it were, and then all swap round. And then after lunch, again, half the school would do music lessons and half would do academic. It was very, very good preparation, because the life of a travelling musician is very arduous. And I think, you know, a lot of people think that we miraculously transform at 7:30 into musicians, but actually there's so much hard work that goes into putting on a performance. So when you're on tour, for instance, you get up in the morning and have breakfast and then check out of a hotel, and then you might travel for 2, 3 or 4 hours to a new venue. Then you'd rehearse again in the new venue, and then just time for, you know, a quick break and everything, and then it'll be the first of my concerts, and then I'll just have time to catch my breath before I'm doing the main event as well. And then, you know, you go back to the hotel and sleep, and you get up and you do the same thing again. So it's quite intensive as well when you're on tour. So to have that preparation when I was at the Yehudi Menuhin School was actually a really good thing. Violin Concerto is the one that's asked for the most, and that's for a very good reason, and it's because it is a great romantic violin concerto. It uses the innate qualities of the violin, which are the singing qualities and also the passion and the virtuosity as well. So it's got just about everything you can imagine going for it.
Well, there was another concerto, Tasmin, that I'd like to talk to you about. That's the E.J. Moran Concerto, which I believe you just released a CD of that, and also some other, I was going to say, English composers. Well, they are, obviously, but we consider in Ireland, we consider him to be, have a foot in each camp. I know that he spent the latter half of his life here and died in Kenmare.
I absolutely love the Moran, and I was so thrilled to have the chance to record it, because I've played it for a while and wanted to make a recording of it. I think it's a greatly neglected work, and unjustifiably so. I think that there's more than a nod to his love of Ireland. In fact, I would say that it conjures up the Irish spirit absolutely perfectly. There's a lot of very passionate music, and there's a lot of fun music as well. In fact, in the second movement of the concerto, it's a real dance, and there's almost an Irish jig that takes place at one point. There's a lot of folk element of it, and it's very vibrant music.
Tasman Little there, and those double-header dates with youth orchestras and the RTE NSO start tonight in Tullamore in the Tullamore Court Hotel from 7 p.m. Then tomorrow things move to Castlebar, Friday's performances are in Kilkenny, and on Saturday everybody's heading to Navan. Wideopenmusic.ie is the address for all the finer details.